这一节呢，要来介绍啊，我们真教会在世界各国啊发展的大概情形。
Right now, I'd like to present to you and introduce to you some of the churches, all over the world.
好，那我们先来看这以赛亚书啊六十章第一节，那里提到说要兴起发光，因为你的光已经来到啊，耶和华的荣耀发现要照耀你。
In the Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1, it says that the light of God is here, so let us shine for God.
啊，因为这个世界啊，真的是充满着黑暗。
Because we know that our world is filled with darkness.
有各种罪恶。
And sins are everywhere.
啊，有病痛。
There were also different kind of
diseases. 有意外的灾难。
And calamities.
等等这一些呢，让人们啊，觉得在生活当中没有什么指望。
And because of this, most men feel very hopeless.
但是这段的预言呢，已经在真教会啊看到。
However, we believe that this prophecy has been fulfilled in our church.
在真教会，我们可以看到主的亮光。
Because in the church, we can see the light of God.
啊，所以这个二节这里说黑暗遮盖大地。
And in the Isaiah chapter 60 verse 2, we see that the darkness has covered the earth.
很多人要找到啊这个亮光找不到。
Men grope for light, but they can't find it.
所以他们求助于下面的行邪术的。
So what they resort to is those black magic and all the spiritual
things. 那么神的荣耀照耀在我们身上，我们就要为主好好的做见证。
When the light of God shines into our heart, we must be good witness for Him.
好，那我们是不是已经知道真耶稣教会啊，已经是一个全球性的教会？
And I wonder if we all realize that True Jesus Church is the complete church.
好，我们来看看这个我们真教会的一个组织。
Let us see the organization of True Jesus Church.
啊，我们有一个由各国教会所组成的一个联合总会。
We know that the International Assembly is made up of the different countries.
然后呢，我们把它分成一个西半球、东半球。
And with this international assembly, we divide into the Western Hemisphere and the Eastern Hemisphere.
然后分作几个教区。
And within each hemisphere, they're divided into different regions.
好，那我们来看真教会的起源。
Let us study the beginning of True Jesus Church.
是从1917年啊，主耶稣的灵亲自在北京建立的真教会。
True Jesus Church was first established in Beijing in 1917 by the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
那主耶稣托付我们早期的工人呢，一个使命，就是万国更正万国的教会。
And the mission of the early workers was to correct the denominations of the world.
所以我们上一节提过，很多的教派道理传错了。
We hear before that the many denominations they have taught error.
我们把它当作是朋友，不是仇敌。
However, we must treat them as friends, not as our enemies.
我们应该先更正他们。
What we have to do is to correct their error.
从整个宣教历史来看。
And from the history of the evangelism.
我们也真的做到这一点了。
This is the best we all can do.
啊，世界各国很多都是从外教会来进入我们真教会的。
We can also see that from the time past, many members from other denominations came to our church.
啊，那么1917年之后，啊，教会是借着真理、圣灵、神迹呢，啊，把福音遍传了整个中国。
And we know that after 1917, the gospel was preached through the truth, by the truth, through the Holy Spirit and signs and miracles.
1925年之后
，After 1925,
我们这个真理呢，从中国往东南亚啊，东北亚开始传。
The gospel, the truth, was preached from China all the way to Asia.
所以我们看1925年呢、啊，就传到台湾去了。
And the truth first came into Taiwan in 1925.
26年呢，到新加坡、马来西亚。
And then the truth later on continued to Singapore and Malaysia in 1926.
27年传到沙巴。
In 1927, it arrived in Sabah.
然后呢，香港、印度、印尼。
And then it continued to Hong Kong, India, and Indonesia.
所以教会传到印度啊，可以说相当早啊。
We can see that actually the truth has been preached to India early in 1930s.
啊， 那时候呢，我们在中国有一个总会叫南京总会。
At that time, the Church of First General Assembly was established in Nanjing.
那在当时1946年的时候呢，在南京举行了世界代表大会。
And the first World Delegates Conference was held in 1946 in Nanjing.
那么1949年的时候。
In 1949.
中国就在那个时候呢，就由共产党呢。来执政
，China fall under communist rule。
共产党是一个无神论的一个政党。
As we know, communism is an atheist country。
所以那个时候宗教呢就受到极大的逼迫。
And we can also see that at time religion comes under great persecution。
在1958年呢，那是文化大革命就开始了。
The Cultural Revolution begins in 1958。
那时候等于所有的各种宗教呢。全部不允许来活动。
At that time, all religious activities were banned.
到1980年呢
？In 1980,
中国开始能够有宗教的开放宗教政策的开放。
The government started to give some freedom to religions.
那么中国各地就开始聚会了。
So many services started in China after that time.
所以我们先来介绍中国的教会。
I'd like to introduce to you some of our churches in China.
这个是厦门教会。
And this is the church in 厦门。
这个会堂呢，是那个政府提供给我们来使用。
This particular worship center is provided by the government.
所以那时候呢，大概十多年前呢，那时候信徒聚会就非常的这个热烈。
At that time, the attendance was very good.
整个会堂都坐满了呢。
All the pews were all filled with believers.
所以厦门现在分设了好几个这个会堂。
And from this particular church in 厦门, they have branched out to many other churches.
这是其中的一个叫做厦门的湖里教会。
And this is the church called Huli Church.
它的这个椅子大概有四排至五排之多这个长那个可以说是。就能够坐很多人。
And there were like four or five rows of pews and can sit many people.
那这个厦门教会有两个女传道来负责。
There were two preachers, Preacher Lee, who took care of this church.
那么这个女传道。
And this is our female preacher.
在大陆你这个姐妹当传道特别多。
In China, there were many sisters who were preachers.
那么这个传道。他是从外教会，那个从南京神学院那转过来，那时候来信我们真耶稣教会。
And this particular preacher, she graduated from the Nanjing Theological School and she came to our church.
中间这一位呢是长老。
And this gentleman is our church elder.
他具有属灵的权柄。
He indeed possesses a great spiritual
authority. 中国大陆那么大。
Because even with the vastness of
China, 很多人要来求道的人都来找这个长老。
All the people who seek the truth, they will first come and see him.
那这个是福州的教会。
This is the church in Fuzhou.
它大概有2000个人
And there were about 2,000 members here.
政府把这个会堂还给我们。
The government returned to us this church to us.
但是破破烂烂的
But it's not in a good shape.
在去年我们已经把它改造成个很漂亮的会堂。
And last year it was demolished and built into this nice church.
那这是会堂的内部，这里呢？这个姐妹也是当地的女传道。
This is the interior of the church, and this sister, she is also our church preacher.
这个会堂相当的宽阔高大。
We can see the how big this chapel is.
那这是另外一个县，就是福清。
This is another church.
福清县的教会
And this is in the Fuqing.
他们会堂都是相当大。
And all the churches here are very big.
一个会堂大概可以容纳将近1000个人。
And each church can seat about 1,000 members.
这一个县信徒就有三万五千多人。
And in this particular county, there are more than 30,000 members.
这个他们还有一个经常举办一个圣经的知识竞赛。
And over there, they regularly have this Bible competition.
他们先师班现世以后就开始圣经知识的比赛了。
And this competition will begin right after the choir presentation.
那一次我们去参加，看到他们对五大教义背得非常的熟。
We can see that they were all so well versed with the five doctrines of the church.
那一次的比赛就是以五大教义来作为比赛。
At that time, the competition is based on the five doctrines.
好，那我们知道这福清的信徒啊，遍布在世界各国。
We know that there were many immigrants from Fuqing living all over the world.
所以他们很多人才流失掉。
And because of that, the church lose a lot of its human resources.
那他们呢，没有人来教师。
And even they do not have even a choir master.
所以我们这个讲台上啊，就换了一个大荧幕的这个电视啊，用我们教会所出版的《活水诗歌集》来教他们唱诗。
What they do is they use this monitor to teach the members to sing hymns.
好，那这个上海的教会。
This is the church in Shanghai.
中国大陆啊，这个他们政府的政策就是说，提供会堂让各教派来使用。
The political system in China is that the government will provide the worship venue for all church denominations to use.
那因为我们在这个闸北堂聚会的人数不多，大概140几个人。
There were only about 140 of our members who attended this chapel here.
所以他留一个副堂给我们聚会。
So what they do is they gave us the side chapel for us to worship.
那这里呢，这个上海的这个教会啊，中间这一位是长老。
This particular gentleman, he's an elder.
有两位，这个姐妹她是他们三智会的那个主席。
And the lady beside him is the chairman of the government representation.
这位弟兄是他们的牧师。
And he is the pastor.
他是不是的，还替我们讲道的哈，他是管理这个会堂的一个牧师。
He's not our church member. He's only the caretaker of this church.
后面这一位弟兄大概大家认识啊，他是詹志忠弟兄啊。
And you know that the brother behind is none other than our brother James.
那次跟我一起去访问这个上海的教会。
At that time, he accompanied me to visit the church in Shanghai.
这也是上海。
This is also in Shanghai.
看来好像比较落后一点哈。
Doesn't look too modern.
它是上海南汇教会。
And this is the church in Nanhui in Shanghai.
他们主要的这传道人也是中间这位姐妹。
And this sister, she's also our church preacher.
好，那这里上海另外还有一个聚会点呢，就在张慧玲这个老姐妹的家。
Another worship center in Shanghai is held in our elderly sister's house.
这个是台湾有一个张傻家执事啊，他是南京总会的负责人啊，后来被关，然后呢死在监牢里头。
And
他的爸爸。
Okay, her father, this elderly sister's father, is one of our church ministers who was imprisoned before.
感谢主，她这个老姐妹呢，继承她父亲的信仰啊，那么在她家里头也有一个聚会点。
And she continued with the strong faith of her father and allowed the church at her house to be a worship center.
那这个是他们会堂里头嘛，这个常常有用黑板啊。来作为一些文宣的工作。
She uses her walls to be the blackboard for work of evangelism.
好，那这个是在上海的那些台湾的商人。
This is where the Taiwanese businessmen gathered.
当然，其中也有一个韩国的弟兄啊。
Among them, there is also our Korean brother.
我们希望说这些弟兄姐妹呢，能够定期的聚在一起啊，来聚会。
So we hope that they will have a more regular gathering in the future.
好，那这个是湖北省的武汉。
And this is the church in Hubei province.
湖北省有130,000的信徒。
In Hubei province, there is about 130,000 members.
中间这一位长老呢，叫做李正成长老。
This elder in the middle, he's Elder Li.
他也是跟杨燕长老同时期当南京总会的负责人。
He is the counterpart of our Elder Yang, who works in the Taiwan General Assembly before.
他也被关了20多年。
And he was once in prison for more than 20 years.
但是感谢主，出来以后啊，中共这国务院很重视他。
However, thank God, after his release, the government used him.
所以他代表我们真耶稣教会参在这个宗教局里头当一个委员。
He's one of the representatives in the religious team in the government.
上面这个会堂是我们自己盖的。
And this particular church was built by our own church.
但是不容许来挂真耶稣教会的名字。
However, the government forbid us to put the church sign.
湖南省信徒大概有11万。
In the Hunan province, there were about 110,000 members.
这也是我们盖的，自己盖的李陵教会。
And this is also our own church.
啊，在当地可以说是还是很落后。
But we can see that it's still not too modern.
哎，那这个是湖南的长沙教会。
This is the one of the church, Changsha Church in
Hunan province. 这个会堂很漂亮啊，那也是政府还给我们了。
This is one of the church that the government returned to us, and it is really beautiful.
啊，那么这里呢有一个湖南的。郭长老
，This is a elder Guo of Hunan Church.
他是带领湖南省的这个教会。
He's the elder who leads the churches in the Hunan.
不过他已经离世了，现在由他的孩子呢继续带领。
He had passed on, and his son continued his work.
好，这个是南京教会。
This is a church in Nanjing.
南京教会呢有一个特色。
One of the uniqueness of this church.
是一个外教会的姐妹来归主。
It is because from one sister who came from another denomination.
他的聚会点40个信徒啊，都变成真教会的信徒。
And at one time, 40 of them came to believe in our church.
好，那么他们祷告啊，相当的热切。
We can see the zeal they have in their prayer.
会前呢，大概一个小时前就来祷告了。
Prior to the start of the service, they came to the church to pray.
这是安息日聚会后。
This is just after the Sabbath service.
他们还是留下来，又继续祷告。
A lot of them still remain behind to pray.
祷告半小时以后。
And after they have prayed for 30 minutes.
按铃结束了。
When the bell rings.
那么他们又第二次的祷告。
To conclude, they still continue to pray.
这个南京教会真的是一个祷告的教会。
This Nanjing church is indeed a church of prayer.
所以从40个人发展到500个人到1000多个人了。
From 50, the numbers increased to 500 to
1,000. 现在他们也发展到江苏的以北。
Now they've built churches even to the northern
area. 又灰色的好几个聚会点。
And there are many, many churches that
也发展到旁边另外一个城市叫常州。
They even established church in the nearby city of Changzhou.
这算来哈，南京教会发展出去大概五六千人了。
So you can see that the number of members increased to 5,000 to 6,000 now.
哎，所以这发展很快。
So we can see the rapid development.
啊，这个是山东的各省的圣工人员。
This is some of the sacred workers of the Shandong Church.
山东省呐，差不多遍布了我们的真耶稣教会。
The Shandong province, this province has many of our churches.
这一对夫妇呢，也是传道人。
We see here that both the husband and wife, they are preachers.
也是南京神学院毕业的。
And they are also graduates from the
来查考我们教会来归主。
Because they have studied the truth of True Jesus Church, they came to believe.
哎，所以这对夫妇啊，他可以说是山东的主要的工人。
So this couple can be considered the main workers of the church there.
那上面这些都是义工呢。
From here, we can see these are all the volunteer workers.
哎，那我们看这里的，在这个。济南的附近有一个叫章丘。
And nearby there is another church.
这是秀慧教会献堂典礼。
And this is the church dedication ceremony of the 秀慧
church. 它里面就可以挂着这个真耶稣教会啊。
The government allowed them to put up a sign in within the chapel.
啊，那在这一个山头里头啊，把一个这个尖尖的这个山头削掉以后啊，来建立一个山东的标山教会。
And this church is near a mountain, and they built a new church there.
啊，然后它的这个会堂上面呢、啊，也是刻了真耶稣教会。
And we can see that there's the name of the church carved on the front.
好，那么这个就是教会的这个大概的这个情形啊。
And this is what the church looked like.
好，那这个都是信徒啊自己把山砍掉，然后呢自己来盖。
We can see that the members they level the mountain themselves to build this church.
从这里可以让我们想象到他们爱主的那种热忱。
From here we can see the immense love they have for God.
啊，这是北京教会。
This is the church in Beijing.
但是这个是一个弟兄的做金子的店工厂啊。
This the service is held in one of the brothers' gold factory.
那在他的工厂大概五六十个人聚会。
And in this particular factory, there were 50 to 60 members.
那么神也祝福他们了，开了很多家的金店。
And God also blessed this brother's family that they're able to open up many gold.
那这个就是南京教，那这个北京教会了。
This is also the church in Beijing.
啊，那么礼拜三他们有一个茶早上的茶经。
And on Wednesday they have this Bible study.
那这个地方最近呢、啊，因为政府收回去了。
However, unfortunately, the government took away this place.
我们找了另外一个更好的地方。
Thank God that we managed to find another worship location.
好，那我们来看到这个东京了。
Now we are to the church in Tokyo.
这个是日本岛哈。
We can see that this are the islands in Japan.
那这个默林教会大部分都是胡青的信徒啊来建立的。
And the church in the Sumida is established by the immigrants from Fuching.
大概将近这个200人的信徒。
There are about 200 of our members here.
啊，当然也有一些日本人的信徒了。
But of course, there are also some native Japanese members.
那这个是他们这个聚会的情形。
This is what it looks like on a worship day.
那这个是东京另外一个会堂。
This is another church in Tokyo.
旁边这个是旧的会堂。
On the site here is the old chapel.
现在建立了一个新的会堂。
And this is the newer building.
那主耶稣也很祝福他们。
God also has blessed them a lot.
所以在东京，他们又跟那个墨田啊合作，分设的横滨教会。
And they have combined with the Sumida Church to establish another church.
就是 Yokohama 哈。
Yokohama in Yokohama.
好，我们来看这个韩国的汉城。
And right now we are in Seoul, Korea.
那他们的这个会堂都有十字架。
We can see that they have cross in every church building.
大概到汉城去啊，抬头一看呐、很多屋顶都充满十字架。
We can see that when you're in Seoul, when you look out, there were so many crosses.
所以在亚洲啊，韩国的基督徒最多。
And Asia, the most number of Christians are in Korea.
100个大概就有30几个是基督徒。
And for every 100 people, 30 of them are Christians.
这是汉城的一个大方教会。
And this is the one of the church in Seoul.
那这个我们连总去访问的时候啊，他们都会穿这个传统的礼服啊来接待我们。
And when the IA members went to visit them, these members were dressed in traditional garbs.
要看到这个中国字是不容易啊，因为当韩国人啊，他们民族性很强，都是用他们的韩文。
As we know that the Koreans are very patriotic, and it's so rare to see Chinese words.
好，那这个上面这个是外教会的一个聚会，一堂大概20,000人啊。
We can see that this is a rally held by other church denomination, and there were about
20,000 people. 下面这个小会堂呢是传道人啊，他们都要轮流去那边进食祷告，大概一个礼拜。
And this place here is where the preachers they must fast and pray for a week.
好，那这个另外一个我们的教会哈、
This is one of our church.
信徒都穿着传统的礼服。
And we see that the members here they are dressed in traditional garb.
这个是香港九龙的一个荃湾教会。
And this is a church in Kowloon.
这个也是大陆的信徒来到这个九龙建立的教会。
And this church is established by the immigrants from China.
好，那这个是最近九龙的新会堂。
This is the newest church in the Kowloon.
这个角落这一间会堂的二楼全部是我们的。
And the church occupied this entire second floor of this building.
所以实在是很不容易。
We see that this is not an easy task.
那香港教会呢？除了炮台山那一间，这里又有一间西环教会。
And in Hong Kong, there is another church besides the one in Kowloon.
他们是在一个大楼里面啊。
And this church is in a building.
好，那我们再来看另外台湾哈。
Now we are into Taiwan.
那么这个我们世界代表大会后来又开了哈。
We have our first World Delegate Conference.
1967年呢、我们又开始有了这个世界各国代表大会的组织。
And in 1967, the church established its organizational structure.
那么办事是分为两个，一个在台湾的办事处。
And there are two IA offices.
一个是在美国的办事处。
And the other office is in U.S.
那我们有这个东半球的一些组织。
And this is what the organization looked like for the Eastern Hemisphere.
我们看看这个图，不要紧，这个沙巴的这个图哈。
This is a map of Sabah.
沙巴信徒大概10,000多人。
There are about over 10,000 of our members in Sabah.
遍布整个沙巴这个州。
And it covers most of the Sabah area.
沙巴州下面有个文莱，我们当中很多是文莱来的信徒。
And just south of Sabah is Brunei, which many of our members here come.
还有婆罗洲那里也有教会了。
And there are also churches in Kalimantan.
那在下面的是加里曼丹，是印尼的这个国土啊。
So Kalimantan is situated in the island of Borneo.
那里呢？也有印尼的各个教会。
And there are many churches, Indonesian churches.
好，那这个是西马， 马来西亚的西边哈。
This is West Malaysia.
啊，这个可以在吉隆坡附近的一个巴生教会。
And this is one of the church in the Kuala Lumpur, Port Dickson.
杨长老啊，在三四十年前啊，在那边培养的年轻人。
We know that our elder John Young went there 30-40 years ago.
现在看到成果了。
We can see the fruits of his labor.
所以马来西亚现在各个教会啊，都重盖会堂，显出他们的。信仰的成长。
We can see the spiritual growth of the Malaysian members with the number of churches that was established.
像这个西马的北区，像怡保教会啊。
Just like the church in Ipoh, West Malaysia.
这个是槟城的教会。
And this is a church in Penang.
那这个是吉隆坡的那个 PJ 的教会。
And this is the church in Kuala Lumpur PJ.
现在也改建了。
And they've renovated this church.
那么这个教会是西马的刚文阁教会。
And this is another church in West Malaysia.
他们讲道啊，都用福州话讲道。
And the service is conducted in the Chinese dialect of Fuzhou.
当地信徒大部分是福州人。
Because most of the members here, they come from the Fuzhou, from Fuzhou.
这是新加坡有三个教会。
In Singapore, there are three churches now.
感谢主，他们竟然能够认养啊。缅甸的这个国家的教会。
And we thank God that they're able to take care of the church in Myanmar.
好，这个印尼哈。
This is the churches.
我们刚刚说这白色上面这个是沙巴。
We know that this part is the Saba.
马来西亚这边没有画，是西马没有画出来哈。
You can't see West Malaysia here.
那这个绿色的哈跟黄色的都是印尼的国土。
The regions in green and yellow belongs to Indonesia.
好，所以印尼的岛屿大概1000个以上。
There are more than 1,000 islands in Indonesia.
印尼的人口大概全世界在第四位，大概有1亿多的人口。
We know that Indonesia has the fourth largest population of the world.
所以这个可以说很大的国家。
And Indonesia is a big country.
那这是我们印尼总会啊。
This is the Indonesian GA.
我们不要小看这个建筑物，里面有一个学校，很大的学校。
There is a school within this building. Inside this building.
另外在雅加达的市区啊。又有一个很大的学校。
And there's also another school in the other parts of Jakarta.
从幼稚园一直办到高中。
And the school is from kindergarten all the way to high school.
现在印尼呢，大概有八个以上的家庭学校。
There are about eight Canaan school in Indonesia.
对印尼教会来讲帮助很大，因为读到高中以后啊，毕业的青年啊，很多都信了我们真教会。
And these schools help the work in Indonesia a lot because most of the graduates they will become members of the
church. 教会的重要功能啊。
And they become important workers.
这个是他们安息日，每一班的学生都要来参加我们安息日。
We know here that every Sabbath, all these students are required to attend Sabbath service.
好，那好，这个印尼呢，有一对夫妇啊，就把他们的一个旅馆呢、献给教会，当做训练中心。
And this brother and sister, they are husband and wife. They donate their villa for use as a training center in Indonesia.
印尼呢，因为以前排华，说下一代都不会讲华语。
Because there was an anti-Chinese riot in the 1960s, most of the members can't speak Chinese.
好，那现在他们呢，那老执事教这些老师们学华语。
So one of the old deacon taught the workers some Chinese.
我想这个对我们温哥华来讲啊，也是很重要。
I believe that we all must follow suit in Vancouver.
未来我们下一代要在社会上有竞争力啊，也不能够忽略这华语的教育。
Because we know the importance of knowing Chinese for the future.
所以我们也应该重视这个华文的教育。
So we have to take this into careful consideration to know Chinese.
这个是万隆教会啊，他们宗教教育老师啊，都有制服了。
And we can see this is the church in Bandung. All the RE teachers they are supposed to wear uniforms.
好，那这个是纽西兰的基督城。
This is the church in New Zealand, the Christ Church.
这个是很奇妙的见证。
This church, how it comes
to be,
is a great miracle.
当时移民到纽西兰大概有十几个人。
There were about before 10 of our members who migrated to New Zealand.
信徒到二十几个的时候，他们就有这样的能力买了这么大会堂。
With just 20 of our members, they managed to buy this big church.
那他们会堂内部也很特别，他们聚会那个桌椅都是阶梯式的。
You can see that the chapel is very unique.
这个是奥克兰的教会。
And this is the church in Auckland.
那主耶稣也让他们呢、买到了这两栋的房子。
And God has allowed the members here to buy this this church.
一栋可以出租。
They bought two buildings and one of the buildings.
主耶稣也祝福他们。
God indeed has blessed them a lot.
慕道者很多。
There are also many truth
seekers. 所以这个纽西兰最近有很大的发展。
And we can see the great development in New Zealand.
啊，这个是布里斯本的教会。
This is the church in Brisbane.
在澳洲啊，我们有五处的教会。
In Australia, we have 5 churches altogether.
啊，那么这个也是相当大的一个会堂。
And this church is also quite big.
我们看到这一章呢，他们每年都有办这个神训班。
We see here that in the Brisbane Church they conduct theological seminar every year.
所以我们看到下一代的这个希望啊。
This is our future.
啊，所以我们在西方社会要传福音啊，我们现在不怕没有人才。
We need not fear to spread the gospel in the West.
因为父母都很重视下一代的信仰的教育。
Because most parents they care about the religious education of the next generation.
好，现在我们来介绍印度的教会。
Now we are going to introduce the church in India.
啊，印度呢的这个会堂分布在这个南部哈，东南跟南部的地方。
Most of our churches are in the south and the southeastern part of India.
那印度这个国家呢，印度教这个人口最多，占了81%。
Most Indians are Hindus and they cover 81% of the population.
啊，基督徒才2%。
And Christian only comprise of 2% of the total population.
啊，在1996年开始啊，由马来西亚来认养印度教会。
Beginning of 1996, Malaysia GA is responsible for the work in India.
那时候没有什么训练中心。
At that time, there was no training center there.
这个是借一个学校啊来上课。
At that time, the training was done in one of the rented school premises.
当地的学校也很落后。
But we can see the traditional and modern facilities.
啊，印度的教会60多年了。
Over the 60 years.
啊，有一个执事这么说。
One deacon has this to say.
说早在30年前，若能够重视他们的青年的训练。
They said if 30 years ago, if we were to train the youth there.
印度不会那么软弱。
Then our Indian members will not be that weak.
那1996年以后
，After 1996，
我们就开始训练他们青年。
Then we start to proactively train the youth.
也培养出了当地的传道人了。
And from there, we have a few local preachers.
现在印度开始可以自立自养自传了。
Now we can see that the Indian members they are able to be independent.
他们也懂得奉献。
They know how to offer.
所以我们在那边建立了一个训练中心。
Right.Right now, we have this training center there.
啊，在那里做了很多的训练。
And there are a lot of training going on there.
哎，那这个是印度南部啊的教会。
This is one of the church in southern India.
他们在60年前就建立了。
It was first established 60 years ago.
后来1950年呢，因为大陆这政权转移。
But because of the change in the political condition in China.
啊，所以就跟大陆失去联络。
The Indian members lost contact with the Chinese members.
1996年呢，才跟我们的联系上。
Beginning 1996, we resume our communication.
很可惜，他们呢不懂圣灵了。
But yet, unfortunately, they do not know about this Holy Spirit.
所以重新再教导他们。
We have to start to teach them about.
现在他们已经知道要求圣灵。
And now they know that they have to pray for the Holy Spirit.
那这一个呢，就是传道房。
This is the preacher's quarters.
啊，就是这个会堂是在这个地方。
And it's close to this church here.
啊，那这里很多信徒啊，都是印度教的。
Many of these members they were originally Hindus.
很多是幻邪。
A lot of them they are demon possessed.
这里有一个传道人啊。
One this particular preacher.
他有赶鬼的恩赐。
He has the gift of casting out.
所以有一个安息日，我们去这个教会聚会的时候
，One Sabbath service when we were there，
就看到一个护鬼的在会堂当中。
We saw one of the demon possessed member.
那这个传道人呢，帮他赶鬼。
And then this preacher right then and there cast out the demon.
鬼赶出去了。
And when the devil is cast out，
就全家人呢就信了主了。
His whole family believed in the Lord.
好，我们再看另外一个地方。
Let's come back to,
这是缅甸。
To Myanmar.
啊，我们的这个教会呢，在仰光有信徒，还有在东北边的这个庆的这个庆州呢，也有教会。
Currently, there are members in the Kaipil Yangon and also in Chin State.
他们是回教国家佛教国家的哈。
We know that Myanmar is a Buddhist country.
大概89%是这个佛教徒。
And 89% of them are Buddhist.
基督徒有4%。
Christian only covered 4%.
这个是在这个庆州的一个聚会的情形。
And this is what a service looked like in one of the church in Chin State.
好， 啊，这个是庆州的一些教会。
These are some of the churches in the state of Qin.
啊，感谢主啊，在那边我们建立了大概有七个教会。
We thank God there are now seven churches there.
在最近呢、啊。又有受洗的这个28个人。
Recently, we have about 20 new baptized believers.
啊，现在我们也盖了会堂了。
There is another new church that is being built.
这个是新加坡的姐妹啊。
These are sisters from Singapore.
去做义工来教导他们宗教教义。
They are there for our volunteer work.
所以感谢神，三个新加坡的三个教会能够来帮助这个整个缅甸的圣工。
We thank God that the three churches in Singapore are able to help all the churches in Myanmar.
好，我们再来看另外一个地方，在泰国。
We'll visit Thailand.
泰国从南到北非常非常远啊。
We know that from south to north Thailand, it's a very vast, long land.
从这个地方到这个地方大概1000多公里。
From Bangkok to Betong, it is about 1,000 kilometers.
从曼谷到这个潘甲带啊，500多公里。
And from Bangkok to Phan Kattha, it's about 500 kilometers.
我在2个礼拜前就到这个泰国来。
2 weeks ago, I was just in Thailand.
这样坐车啊，从这曼谷到中部啊，大概坐车要7-8个小时。
And when I travel by car from Bangkok to central part of Thailand, is about 10 hours.
这个潘甲带要到这个泰北的话哈。500多公里，也是说7-8个小时。
And from Pattaya to the northernmost part of Thailand is about also 5-6 hours.
感谢主，我们在泰北啊有很大的发展。
We thank God that the development is very rapid.
现在这边已经建立了三个教会，在泰北啊。
In the northern part of Thailand, there are 3 churches now.
整个泰国大概有9个教会。
There are about 9 churches in Thailand.
这个就是泰国的教会。
And this is the church in Thailand.
这个是曼谷的教会。
This is a church in Bangkok.
这个就是中部的一个潘甲带的教会。
And this is a church in central Thailand, Pattaya.
这个泰国呢是由台湾来认养。
Thailand is in charge by the Taiwan General Assembly.
所以这个会堂是台湾去把它建造起来的。
And the Taiwan GA assists in building this church in Thailand.
那在泰国北部啊，有一个阿卡族。
In the northern part of Thailand, there is this tribe called the Li Kai tribe.
阿卡族、这个是一个利凯村哈。
This is the village of Li Kai.
现在信徒已经大概这个慕道子都已经受洗了。
Most of the true seekers here are baptized.
大概有80几位。
There are about 80 over members here.
那这个是我们新加坡一个姐妹。
This is one the church sister from Singapore.
教他们华文。
She's teaching them Chinese.
他们也已经知道华文的重要性了。
Because the members in Thailand know the importance of learning Chinese.
好，我们再看到菲律宾的教会。
And let us go to Philippines.
菲律宾这个天主教徒相当多。
Most of the people in Philippines are Muslims.
因为他们岛屿很多，所以必须要坐飞机来往。
Because the country is comprised of many islands, so we have to travel most of the time by plane.
教会分作北部、中部、南部。
And the church are divided into northern, central, and southern regions.
这是他们的交通工具。
And this is one of their transportation mode.
这是我们中部地区的一个训练中心。
This is the training center in central Philippines.
在北部马尼拉，我们已经有了会堂了。
In Manila, we already have a church there.
在马尼拉。那个福建人特别多。
In Manila, there are many members who are from Fujian province.
华人呢、在当地人口不多。
There are not many Chinese there.
但是整个菲律宾的经济掌控在华人的手中。
But we know that most of the economic power resides in the Chinese.
在几个礼拜前，台湾在10多个青年呢、到马尼拉去做福音的布道。
2 weeks ago, there were 10 members from Taiwan who went for volunteer work into Philippines.
相当的成果。
And they got good results.
这个是中部的教会。
And this is a church in central Philippines.
这是我们的一个训练中心。
This is our training center in the Philippines.
这是它的外观。
And this is what the exterior looked like.
另外我们有其他的教会比较落后的地方。
These are some of the churches in more backward regions.
它这是个会堂的内部。
This is what the interior looks like.
好，那这个南部回教徒比较多。
Most of the people are Muslims.
这跋山涉岭也是很辛苦。
So it's not easy to travel from one place to another.
好，那这是南部的教会。
This is the church in one of the southern regions.
是比较落后的地方。
This is indeed very backward.
好，那我们来看到一个斐济 这个是澳洲，澳洲旁边有个斐济。
This now we are in Fiji Islands, which is next to Australia.
斐济这个岛不大。
Fiji is a small island.
但是我们呢有信徒居住在那边。
But yet we have members living there.
所以这个苏瓦跟劳托嘎这两个地方有教会。
There are churches in the town of Suva and Lautoka.
那这是当地的这个土著啊。
These are some of the our native believers in Fiji.
那现在是在这个家庭里头聚会。
Right now they are having family services.
那除了这些以外。
Besides those places,
东加现在是纽西兰去内养这个东加这个国家。
New Zealand is in charge of the work in Tonga.
现在这个柬埔寨呢，高棉呢，也有我们的这个信徒了。
There are also members in Cambodia.
那我们信徒也能够翻译这个高棉语了啊。
And there are also some members who are able to translate to Khmer language.
越南呢的胡志明市有我们大概。三十几个信徒。
And in Phnom Penh, Vietnam, we have also more than 10 members.
感谢主啊，神又安排了在台湾安排了一个会翻译越南文的一个弟兄。
And we thank God that in Taiwan we have a brother who know how to translate to Vietnamese.
他是以前那个阮文绍总统的秘书啊。
And he was the one of the interpreter of the Hun Sen of the Prime Minister.
那么他来信主有很大的神迹哈。
And we can see how he come to Christ.
那在尼泊尔呢？我们也去跟他接触了，因为他们邀请我们去向他们传福音。
We have also spread the gospel to Nepal.
那巴基斯坦呢？也有我们信徒。
And in Pakistan, we also have our members
there. 所以我们就打算派人呢去跟他们联络。
In the future, we will send workers to both these places.
这个是东半球的大概情形。
This is the current situation of the Eastern Hemisphere evangelism.
这个新加坡是成为我们东南亚的这个训练中心。
We know that Singapore is now the Southeast Asia training center.
我们看这个美洲、欧洲、非洲。
So right now we'll come to North America, Europe, and Africa.
那这个美国的办事处在1989年是在这个美国的洛杉矶。
We know that the IO office was first established is in 1989 in the Los Angeles.
美国教会这个分布的情形。
And this is what the current situation like in the United States.
这个我们看都知道，这个纽约教会啊。
This is the church in New York.
那这个惠城的教会。
And this is the church in Philadelphia.
这个洛杉矶的这个尔湾教会啊。
This is a church in Irvine.
这个是德州的教会
And this is the church in Houston, Texas.
那么这个是达拉斯教会
And this is the church in Dallas.
这个是他们在外面圣经营的活动
And this is what looks like during one of the Bible seminars.
那这个是我们最近在惠城在那个纽泽西附近的一个叫做 Hillsboro 的一个地方盖的会堂
This is the latest church in Hillsboro, New Jersey.
本来预计四月份要献堂现在要延期了
They are supposed to have a church dedication in April, but
这个地很大，是连总啊跟喜乐波教会合购的地。
The land here is big and it's IA and the local church combined to purchase this piece of land.
好，那这是我们加拿大他们的最少了哈。
And this is what the
我们有五个点哈，加拿大五个点。
We have a five worship location in Canada.
这个是大概我们加拿大的各教会的这个情形。
This is what the churches in Canada look like.
好，那是中南美洲。
Now we are into South and Central America.
在智利的、阿根廷的、巴西的、巴拉圭都有我们的教会。
In Chile, Argentina, Brazil, Uruguay.
还有多米尼加，这个中美洲。
Republic, which is a Central America.
那这个是阿根廷的教会最近换了一个新的会堂。
The church in Argentina have a renovation.
这个是旧会堂，下面是新的会堂。
And this one is the old church, and the one below is a new church.
那这是巴西的圣保罗的教会。
And this is the church in Sao Paulo, Brazil.
这个是当地的信徒。
These are the members in Sao Paulo.
归属的很多。
Many of them are native members.
好，那这个英国总会。
And this is the UK General Assembly.
英国旁边有一个国家叫爱尔兰哈。
Beside England, there is this country called.
那么这里呢，也有教会了。
And there are also churches in Ireland.
那英国的教会是从南到北分布许多的教会。
There are many churches all the way from north to south UK.
啊，这个是伦敦教会。
This is the church in London.
啊，可以说相当的大啊。
And it's quite big.
这个是李斯特的教会。
And this is a church in Leicester.
这个会堂向外教会买过来的。
And this church was purchased from other church denominations.
这圣达伦跟 Newcastle 的教会。
And this is the church in Newcastle.
啊，这个是爱丁堡的。爱丁堡有两个教会。
In Edinburgh there are two churches.
一个是教会院的教会。
And one of them is
这个爱丁堡哈，这个会堂很漂亮。
And this church in Edinburgh is really beautiful.
也可以说是他们的一个很重要的古迹。
And it is one of the ancient heritage of the country.
啊，像它里面就有一个很好、很漂亮的管风琴。
And we can see the pipe organ in this church.
这个是奥卢琴的教会。
And this is the church in the
organ.
Organ.
啊，这个是我们教会自己来盖的。
And this particular church was built by our members.
啊，那在布道会的时候
，and during the evangelical service,
当地的洋人呢、啊，大概有30多个来布道。
There were about 30 local members who came to attend.
啊，所以他们对于这个布道工作相当积极。
Because we can see how hard they work to spread the gospel.
啊，这里我们看到一个外卖店哈、啊。
And this is one of the takeout restaurants.
啊，这个。英国的信徒大概90%都是在做外卖店。
We know that over 90% of our church members there they own the takeout restaurants.
好，那这个再看欧陆的地方。
And now we are into continental Europe.
那么在这里也散布在法国啦、德国啦、奥地利啦哈等等的国家。
And the church is spread in France, Germany, and Austria.
哎，那这个是法国的巴黎教会。
And this is our church in Paris.
好，那另外这个德国等等，我没有弄出来哈。像这个
I missed the church in Germany.
啊，这个俄罗斯啊，在那么大的俄罗斯地方哈、啊，只有莫斯科有我们家教会。
In Russia, presently we have only church in Moscow.
啊，至少我们有个点呢、啊，将来可以好好再开拓。
We thank God that we at least have a worship location, and we hope to spread the gospel.
那么在非洲呢
？In Africa.
啊，在这个西非的地方。
In the West Africa.
还有东非的地方
，in East Africa，
哎，南非有教会
，and also South Africa we have churches。
我简单看一两张图啊，这个是最近非洲刚果的这个教会的建立。
And this is how the church in Congo was established。
第一次啊，大概有将近250几个人来信主。
In the beginning we have at one time 250 people come to believe。
现在经过一年多啊，已经到了大概有800多个信徒了。
And after 1.5 years, we have now 500 over members.
啊，那他们要来信主的时候，传道人很坦白跟他们讲。
Before they come to our church, the preacher was being very forward to them.
我们呢、啊、没有带金子跟银子来。
That we do not carry silver or gold with us.
那他们自己也坦白说，我们要的是神的救恩。
But then they told the preacher that what we want is God's salvation.
啊，这是他们洗礼的情形。
And this is what it looks like during baptism.
好，那么在这个西半球啊。啊，由美国啊，英国总会还有巴黎教会来负责这些非洲的工作。
And the African churches are falls under the care of the USGA, UKGA, and the Paris Church.
啊，那英国总会又负责那个西非、东非的英属的国家。
And UKGA also is in charge of the West Africa and East Africa church work.
啊，那我们这福音的开展呢、啊？
When we are doing the work of pioneering,
当然到最后就是要来收割啊，要带领人来归主。
We have to do the work of reaping and save souls to Christ.
啊，那为了这个工人的需求啊，我们就开了一个，就办了这个东西的志工团。
And in order to equip the workers, we conducted this volunteer missionary training.
在这两年呢，也有西半球的志工团。
And we know that in the Western Hemisphere, we also train workers.
这个志工的训练情形。
And this is what it looks like training these
volunteers. 那现在我们呢，也翻译了很多种的语文的文献品。
And we've also translated a lot of these church publications to many other languages.
以赛亚书六十章第四节告诉我们。
And in Isaiah chapter 60 verse 4
说我们呢。要举目向四方观看
that we have to lift up our eyes and look around
所以我们应该要全球性的眼光
so we have to have this vision about
经常来关心我们教会啊 是怎么样发展。
We have to care about how we evangelize and prosper the gospel.
所以世界宣道工作是人人可以参与。
Because we know the work of our global evangelism.
你可以上 TJC 的这个网站呢，去看联总的各种的消息。
If you were to log on to our TJC website, you'll see the situation now.
也请大家为联总的工人呢、啊、跟事工来祷告。
So we hope that every one of us will pray for the IA workers and her work.
那么我们平常啊多接受训练
，and we must not also forget to continually train.
随时可以投入宣道的工作
，so that we will involve ourselves in the work of.
现在有不少的教会、啊、主动说他要认养某个地方的教会。
These days there are many churches who offer themselves to help out in this kind of pioneering work.
所以我想以后世界宣道的工作可以让更多人来参与了。
So we hope that the work of global evangelism will be everyone's responsibility.
所以我们呢、啊，大家用一颗爱主的心来关怀哈、啊，在远方有些肢体他们正在受苦。
So we hope that we will show our love to care about the work of global evangelism.
那我们具体的做法呢，至少可以捐一个小钱了。
What we can start is to offer up our small coin.
我们看到他们的困苦的国家哈，要首先向善，是很不好意思。
Because we know that members from the poor country, they have too much self-image to want to ask for help.
但是我们首先向下来帮助人呢，却是一个来自神的祝福。
However, we, the richer ones, if we can just help out,
lend a hand and help.
For example, our members in Myanmar, So the Singapore Church offered to them $2,000.
一个家庭大概二十个家庭，一个家庭补助$100。$100。
And each family offer up $100.
让他们去买四条猪。
And 20 families come up and gave them 4 pigs.
等他们养大以后。
So that when these piglets grow,
可以赚不少钱。
They will bring some economic relief to these
poor families. 再把$100来还给教会。
And then they will return this $100 back to this family.
我们也在经济上培养他们自立。
Of course, we hope that they will be independent economically too.
那假如要奉献的话，我们可以交给我们这教会的财务负责人。
If you like to offer offerings, you are welcome to submit them to your local financial
church. 作为世界宣道的这个用途。
And you can help in the work of world evangelism.
所以说多种多收，这是真的。
The more you sow, the more you reap.
所以希望我们大家能够有钱出钱，有力出力。
So if you have the economic resource, if you can offer them, or if you can help out, everything is.
假如你出国要访问教会
，If you want to visit churches overseas，
或是希望国外的教会关心你的亲戚朋友
，Or if you like that particular country to show concern for your friends or relatives，
我们可以随时跟。我们的联总办公室联络。
You are welcome to contact our IA offices.
我们办事处就是在台湾跟美国。
And our IA offices are in Taiwan and in the US.
那电话都很方便。
And you can also give them a call.
需要这个联总来关心的。
If you need IA's further assistance,
你可以随时打电话或是 email 都可以。
You are welcome to call us or to email us.
好，那我们呢、啊、也为这个福音的遍传啊，大家不断的来为这个来祷告。
So let us continue to pray for our global missionary work.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing in number
284首。
284。